This is Psalms chapter 126. And I'm going to sing it, and then we're going to try to look at it and look at some aspects within it. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. We are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams and the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy, shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing issues with him, Psalms 126. So God's word here speaks of the captivity and how God turned that captivity. Now, where did Israel go in captivity?
Egypt.
Yes, they went into captivity in Egypt, and then after they were in captivity in Egypt, where did they go to captivity again?
Babylon.
Yes. And so when they were in Babylon, they were mocked. They, you know, oh, who is your God? And sing us a song from Zion, you know. And was it easy to be a captive in Babylon?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't easy. They stripped them down naked and chained them together, neck to neck, and marched them into Babylon. And Manasseh, he became so evil when he was still in the kingdom of Israel or the kingdom of Judah. He would sacrifice his babies alive to the god Moloch. And so the Babylonians came and they wanted to capture him, and so he ran for his life, and then he ran, and then he got caught in the thorn thicket, in the briars. And so then they caught him and they poked a hole in his nose and they put a ring in his nose, and then they led him along to Babylon like a cow. You know, you see the cow with the ring in its nose, and they can lead the cow through the ring. So they put a hook in his nose and led him to Babylon. But later he repented, God forgave him, God restored him to his throne again. Amazing God's forgiveness. So the Lord turned the captivity, and so they were rejoicing. And so this scripture does apply to God's people, and this actually proves God's word true, because David was prophesying of a captivity that was in the future, and then it came to pass. But anyway, when we are in the captivity of sin, we're very miserable people. And it speaks of that the streams in the south. Well, when you look at all the major rivers, a major river is just a big stream, right? Where do these big, huge streams like the Mississippi go? What direction do they go as a general direction? South. And in order for it to be a river, how does the land need to lay? If it was flat, would it be a river? If everything was perfectly flat, would it be a river? No. So it has to be downhill. So when you are living in sin, when you are in captivity to sin, your life is going down south. It's going down, 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 down. Your life is going downhill, like the streams in the south. But when your captivity is turned, then you have something to laugh about. Then you have something to sing about, and your tongue starts singing. And it speaks of those who sow in tears. When a person truly repents, there will be tears because of all the regret of how I've wasted so many years, how I've hurt so many people, how I've disappointed my Father in heaven, how I've hurt my own body. I've just wasted so much. That's sowing. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. But when you sow, when that repentance comes, that gift of God, His goodness that leads us to repentance, when that repentance works in our life, we sow in tears. But then we reap. That word reap just means harvest. We sow in tears. We plant in tears. But then we harvest in joy. So today, and also other days, Rachel and Rebecca have been helping me to harvest these seeds, your Alabama Reds. And I was working so hard to plow. And I was, this spring, and I was plowing and plowing and trying to get it done. And I almost cried because I was up at midnight and I was so tired and I wanted to go to bed. But I knew that I needed to get my field planted. I needed to get my field plowed so then later I could get it planted. And I wanted to make sure I get this done on schedule. So it is though I was sowing in tears. I was putting everything into this effort of planting this seed. But now I'm on my warm wood stove and I can enjoy these seeds. And now they're safe. They're dry and they will be safe until spring. So my question for you is, are you allowing the gift of repentance to work in your life so that you will cry, so that you will weep these tears?